Israel.
It's annual meeting Sunday. It's a time to look back at what has taken place and a time to look ahead. But how can we in the church see what lies ahead? What are the coming attractions in the church and in our world? As we continue this new journey of faith together, what will our future be like? Now, where do we look for answers to questions like that? I believe our greatest ally as Christians facing this uncertain future will be our vision. It will be our vision as led by God, which will help us to look forward and to move forward, both as individuals and as a church family. Our vision will help us to journey forward with hope, with anticipation, and with excitement. Maybe our vision as Christians can give us a preview of what is coming. The place to start with this kind of an examination is by defining what I mean when I use the word vision. Now, for me, probably the biblical word that is most synonymous with vision is the word revelation. A vision is a revelation from God. Visions were the guiding light and the force for many leaders and prophets found in our biblical record. Visions in the scripture were a way of communicating God's interaction and guidance to the people. Now, one of the most familiar examples of this, we celebrated just 4 weeks ago. The Christmas story is a story that's full of visions and dreams, as God chooses Mary and Joseph for these very special roles. The visions they received helped Mary and Joseph see what was ahead for their infant child, Jesus. They didn't understand it all by any means. But this vision for the future that they received and their deep faith sent them forward. Yes, scared. Yes, alone, it seemed. But still filled with deep hope and a deep and abiding faith in God. There were times in the biblical record when visions were not plentiful. And this was the case during the beginning of Samuel's ministry. This particular section of Scripture falls between two major high points in the history of the Jews. The one high point was the Exodus and the charismatic leadership of Moses guiding the captive Jews out of Egypt and into the Promised Land. The other high point was when David was the king of Israel. It was during David's reign that Israel as a nation was at its strongest. During these high points, visionary leadership was very apparent. The vision of such leaders as Moses and David helped lead and helped shape the people of Israel. But this time between Moses and David was different. It was a very dark, a very bleak time. There were few charismatic leaders. There were some, yes, known as the judges, who led the people of Israel through specific crises. But for the most part, Israel dealt with a lot of discord and a lot of confusion during this era. The last verse in the book of Judges seems to sum up the mood of that time period. It reads this: "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Now that's the setting for the lesson that Tom read a few minutes ago. Visionary leadership at that time was rare. And I quote, "And the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no frequent vision." And without vision, Israel was unable to grow. It was unable to prosper, or for the most part, even function. In our lesson, Samuel received a vision. And it wasn't a positive vision. For Samuel was told that Eli, the high priest and Samuel's mentor, and all of his household would be punished. And that the Ark of the Covenant, the symbol of Israel's identity, the symbol that contained the remains of the Ten Commandments, would be captured by the enemy. But by heeding this vision, Israel began to rebound and move forward as a people. Now, vision from God is something that's not familiar to us. But visions from God don't just happen to ministers. I don't think God stopped giving us a vision for the future when the Bible was canonized. I do think that people today are less sensitive to God's voice. You see, vision is not something that always comes when we want it. Vision comes to us according to God's grace, not by our works, not by our efforts. Sometimes vision comes in the most inconvenient and inopportune times. For Samuel, the vision from God came right out of the blue. I do think there are some things that we can do to make us receptive, to make us ready to catch the visions that God may give to us. Visions that will make us stronger as people, stronger as a church and as a community. First, I believe, and this is obvious to all of us, that vision requires commitment. The commitment is centered around Jesus Christ. And only when there is commitment behind a vision from God will people listen and respect what's being said. I think of each time that a couple brings a baby to be baptized, and that they have some kind of a vision for the future of their child. A vision somehow connected to a Christ-like life. But for that vision to have any meaning, the parents must be committed. They must be committed to the ways of Christ. It's so very hard, especially in today's fast-paced world, to commit yourself to really living the Christian way. But true deep-down commitment to learning and sharing the ways of Christ is a starting place. A starting place for gaining vision for our journey ahead. The second thing that I think is required is competence. People will listen to our visions of a world ruled by love if it's backed up by solid education and knowledge. Samuel's visionary leadership was respected because he was perceived to be competent. His competence was based on solid biblical and religious training. People will best perceive visions from God when there is some understanding of God's ways, as we learn from the Bible and from our tradition. This doesn't mean that one has to become a biblical expert. But it does mean that vision will come to those who are willing to study, who are willing to explore their Christian faith. Now, the third thing that is required for vision is passion. Now, I have to ask you, when was the last time you saw a Congregationalist get excited about something? I mean, are we the frozen chosen here? I mean, when was the time you saw us get really excited? That's the kind of passion that will help others hear our vision here at First Congregational Church. Passion lives for truth. A passionate person is dedicated to something much bigger, much better than they are. We are called to be passionate people as Christians. Visions of the Christian way will best be received from God and shared with others when there is a fervor, an intensity, a yearning, and a passion. Very simply, now is the time to catch the vision with our commitment, with our confidence, with our passion. As we begin this new year, I pray that we can work together to catch visions from God and then share them with the world.